Good afternoon, everybody. The topic of the share today is the longest day. Now, someone could question that even though obviously the meaning is apparent, I'm referring to Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaRichta, a 48-hour day. Someone could question there are longer days. If you're, you know, someone is at the North Pole in the summer, the day can last 6 months. But it's also longer, but here it is the longest day, which includes day and night. And I think it's when we talk about day and night, it's definitely the longest day. So what I want to do first is just to explain the mechanics of how what it came about that Rosh Hashanah should be a 48-hour day. And then after that, to understand the question of saying Shechiyonu, and then the Hashkaf idea behind it, to maybe try to understand on some level. So the basis for this Gemara, this Halacha, is a Gemara Meseches Beitza. Gemara Meseches Beitza, Dalam Abayis, there is discussing the idea of Muksa. And one of the ideas of Muksa is that if something was not able to be used, was not around able to be used, when Yontif or Shabbos starts, you can't use it that Shabbos or that Yontif that day either. So for example, if you have a situation of certain eggs that were laid on Shabbos morning, right? A certain person has to be a chazan. He wants to gargle on a raw egg, right? He wouldn't be able to gargle on a raw egg that Shabbos, because the egg, you can't gargle on a fresh egg on Shabbos morning that was laid on Shabbos morning itself. So when it comes to Yontif though, and we're talking about in Chutz Laretz, so let's say for example this Sukkot in Chutz Laretz, if someone lives on a farm and their chicken lays an egg on Thursday morning. On Friday, they can make scrambled eggs after they come back from shul, before they eat their meal. Because we look at the two separate days of Yontif as two separate days, and therefore what happens on one day does not affect the second day. However, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says something different. In source number one, Meseches Beitza, Daf Dalam Beis, the Gemara says, Shnei Yom Tom Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Rabu Shmuel, they both agree, Armi Travayu, Nolda Bezeh, if, let's say for example, give example this year, if an egg is laid on Thursday, it's Usher on Friday also. Did non, so why is that? So he said, very simple, the Gemara goes through the mechanics. Rosh Hashanah is very different than any other holiday. Why? Because at least today, we know that we can prepare for Rosh Hashanah. Okay? And I'm not sure how long ago it was. It must have been even like a month ago. I happened to be in Osharad shopping, and I heard two Israeli women talking about Rosh Hashanah. The 3 days of Rosh Hashanah. I could have went. That was for me. Was like very thinking about the meals in Rosh Hashanah. It happens that I realized last week that I have a sikkim minyan in my shul, and I forgot to ask the Baal Tekeah to blow. So I guess I wasn't really tuned in. Rosh Hashanah was coming, but still. So today we worry about Rosh Hashanah, we worry about Pesach. We know exactly when it's supposed to be. In the days of the Zman Hariyah, they weren't exactly sure when Rosh Hashanah would be. Not only that, even when Rosh Hashanah started, they couldn't be sure. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month. And therefore, and how did they determine the first day of the month? When the witnesses would come, and let's say, for example, this year on Thursday morning, and say, we saw the new moon, they would Mekadesh the Chodesh with Rosh Hashanah, and that means retroactively, it became Rosh Hashanah on Wednesday night. So that means if someone would have done Malacha Wednesday night, he would have been over in Nisar D'Oraisa, because you wouldn't really know until the morning of, will Rosh Hashanah be on a Thursday, or Rosh Hashanah be on a Friday, or whatever it was, until the Eidim came. So for that reason, the first time Rosh Hashanah could possibly be, everyone refrained from Malacha. And if the witnesses would come, in the morning, say, oh, okay, great, it's Rosh Hashanah, and that'll be it, it'll be one day. And the truth is, they used to do also, witnesses would come in the afternoon, the way it used to be. Okay, it'll be one day. If the witnesses didn't come, then they would have a 2 day Rosh Hashanah. That was now obviously anywhere else in the world, far away from Beis Din, even in Eretz Yisrael, let's say for example in Beit Shemesh, they would definitely have kept 2 days because they have no way of knowing that it's Rosh Hashanah. They have no way of determining that's Rosh Hashanah because we can't hear from the Beis Din. In Yerushalayim itself, and near the that which was within the Tchum of Beis Din, that they come in Yontif, then they would keep 1 day, but everywhere else they kept 2 days. However, what happened? So 1 year, sometimes can be very confusing, right? Because you're waiting, you don't know what's going on. And one year, the Edom came after Zman Ben Chayyim, came late in the day, and when they said the Shir Shal Yom in the Beis HaMikdash, they said the wrong Shir Shal Yom. And that affected how they were mocking the Korbanos, and it just, they made a mistake in Avodas HaYom Rosh Hashanah. So for that reason, the Chachamim were Mesakeh never again. In other words, we have to be prepared to know what's going on. So if it turns out that the Edom come, let's say, for example, on the day they're supposed to come in the morning, we'll accept their testimony, we'll Makadosh today, and it'll be one day of Rosh Hashanah. But let's say they come in the afternoon, then it becomes too confusing. So we'll tell them, we won't accept what the Edom have to say, he says, and they would go ahead and they would keep that day as the last day of Chodesh Elul. Rosh Hashanah would be the next day. However, what would happen? Could you imagine? So all of a sudden, no one's doing malacha because they're afraid the Edom are going to come. And then Chatzos comes, it's time for Mincha, right? And the Edom didn't come. Okay, it's not Rosh Hashanah. So everyone pulls out their smartphones, their phones to make phone calls, go to the computer, right? And at that point, it's not Rosh Hashanah anymore. So what's going to happen the next year when the rabbis say, we have to keep this day Rosh Hashanah in case the Edom come? Everyone's going to say, we kept it last year and it was a waste, why should we do it this year? So for that reason, they said, Noah Gin Osa Yom, even though that day was not Rosh Hashanah, they decided, Noah Gin Osa Yom Kodesh, we're going to still go ahead and keep this day B'Kedusha, the last day of Elul, and then the next day will be Rosh Hashanah too. And that's where this concept of 2 days Rosh Hashanah started. Not because Bezdin had a suffix. Bezdin knew exactly what was going on. But they didn't want to go ahead and say that, you know, if the Edom don't come, we won't keep this day as Rosh Hashanah, because we'll do malacha, we'll do work, because then the next year no one's going to keep the first day, and it could be, it will be end up being Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, and the malacha and Rosh Hashanah. So for that reason, they decided to go ahead and to make it 2 days Rosh Hashanah. What did they do? As opposed to making it two separate days, they made it one long day. Why did they do that? Like, when it comes to Yom Tov Sheni and Chutz Laaretz, it's two separate days. Why did they make it one long day? So I'm not sure if I heard this from my father or not, but certainly the concept I did. My father has said many times, he used to say, that, you know, when Chazal made a takana, so it wasn't simple, you know, Chazal got in the room and said, people think this way, let's see how we can make life difficult for the Jews now. Let's make another Din D'Rabbanan. Everyone, I just heard this week an adult saying, I can't believe they made chicken to be like meat. Okay, how can we make life difficult? It's not what Chazal did. Chazal did not go in and say, okay, I always tell my students, Chazal didn't do that, right? It wasn't like, how can we get those teenage boys now? Let's get them, right? Chazal did not do that. What did Chazal? Amadi used to always say, Chazal, whenever they made a takana, there was always, why are they making a takana? What's the reason why? For example, let's say Muksa. They want to make sure Shabbos is a unique day. People shouldn't come to do malacha. And then how does it work? It's not magic. There has to be a way it works. So when it comes to Yom Tov Sheni, they said because of a suffix, it might be Yom Tov. So we give it a Kedusha Sayom also. Rosh Hashanah, it's not a suffix. What they said is the way it works is that they extend the Kedusha Sayom. It's Ke'ilu, the Kedusha Sayom works and goes into overtime. So that's why it's called a Kedusha Richta. So for that reason, if an egg is born, it's laid, I'm sorry, on one day Rosh Hashanah, it's still usher on the second day. Okay? So that's source number one. In source number two, and I broke it down into sources, so that was only a problem when was that a problem? That we're afraid that we'd mess up in the Beis HaMikdash. When was that a problem? Only during this man what? Beis HaMikdash, right? They're afraid. So it's very simple. That's the case. After the Churban Beit HaMikdash, we're worried about Korbanos. They should have gone back to the old way. What does the old way mean? They should have said, you know what? Now, he says, we're not worried, so we'll accept Edom a whole day. So it's true. In Beit Shemesh, in Haifa, you know, in Bavel, in Rome. So then everyone will keep 2 days. But in Eretz Yisrael, near the Bezdin, whether it's Yavne, whether it's Yerushalayim, whether it's Beit Shean, they'll keep 1 day. And the truth is that that's what the source says in source number three. Amar Rava, Rava says, Mitakonas Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elech. After Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said that now we can accept testimony a whole day, Beitz Muteres. If an egg is laid on the first day, it's mutter on the second day because we accept the edus of the testimony of the witnesses even after Milchah, and near the Bezdin they kept 1 day. That was it. Didnam, Nishachara Beis HaMikdash, because when the temple was destroyed, Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan was Mesakein, that you should Makabel the Edus the whole day. Okay, the whole day. So therefore, it was one day at least where the Beis Din was, where the rest of Klal Yisrael lived. It was 2 days. Why 2 days? Because of Safik, because you don't know what Beis Din is doing. Okay, so then that was, that is what the Gemara says. And then, in source number 5, Rava says no. Rava argues with Rav and he says no. Even after Yochanan ben Zakkai Me'elech, he says, the beitza that's laid, an egg that's laid on the first day of Yontif, Rosh Hashanah, is also the second day. Why? So he says like this. He says that what did they do? He said that even after Churban Beis HaMikdash, if witness was to come after Mincha, so because of the old Takana, they would make that day the first day, but then they would go ahead and have a second day of Rosh Hashanah, Zecher to what they did Bizman Beis HaMikdash. So even though it wasn't necessary anymore, but since Bizman Beis HaMikdash, when they went ahead and the witnesses came after Mincha, they would go ahead and say, we're going to keep this day as a Yontif, but Rosh Hashanah will be really the next day, and really 2 days of Yontif. Even after the destruction of the temple, they said, even witnesses come on the first day of Yontif after Mincha, we will accept their testimony. And this will be the first day of Chodesh Tishrei. But we'll still keep a second day in order to remember what happened with Man Beis HaMikdash. And that's in source number 5. This is Rabbi Omar. When you accept testimony a whole day, the Beit is Asur, because Milo Moda, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai admit that if Eidim come from Mincha onward, they would keep that day Kodesh and the next day Kodesh? And the reason would be in order to remember what happened with Man Beis HaMikdash, and they would never get rid of the Yontif Sheni. And then when they made the luach, they made the calendar, they said we're always going to keep 2 days, alright? But that takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai always stayed in place in order to remember Bizman Beis HaMikdash, they had 2 days. So when they did it, and they were Kaddish to Levana, they sanctified the new moon based on Eid, the witnesses coming. So the witnesses came late after Mincha, then they would say tomorrow's going to be Kodesh also the second day. Once they made the calendar, so they were Koveya, they decided permanently there should always be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, now this is not the topic of the shiur, but I want to stay mention that for a few minutes, but I'll just mention it. The question is, how about in Eretz Yisrael? So we know in Eretz Yisrael, because we all know, we all keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, okay? We all know, and we all know that this year is a 3-day Yom Tov, and I have to tell you that I remember, you know, many years ago, I sat in shiur, and my father said, he said, don't publicize this, but he says, you know that really on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take a hot shower on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. Okay, and he said that because Bizman Chazal was Asur, because Bizman Chazal bathing every single day was not a Dover HaShavu L'chol Nefesh, it wasn't necessarily done, but today bathing every day is a Dover HaShavu L'chol Nefesh. So he said you really could go ahead and take a hot shower on Yom Tov. That's what he said. And I don't remember if my father said you should bathe your whole body at one time, or you should do limb by limb. I forgot already what he said about that. And then I heard that someone else said, Moshe Feinstein said the same thing, and he also did not to tell anybody. Everyone's afraid to be attacked. Both are not alive anymore, so we can say. And I have to tell you that even though he said it, at least at that time in America, nobody did it. Even I, like this. So you know, you walk around, you know, and you suffer. Okay. Then I made Aliyah, and the first year I made Aliyah, so he says it was a 3-day Yom Tov. Okay, but Baruch Hashem, Olam Rosh Hashanah, and then Sukkot is one day, Shmi Atzeres is one day, and for a number of years I didn't experience a 3-day Yom Tov, right? And then along came 3-day Yom Tov, and I said, there's no way, after not experiencing 3-day Yom Tov, I am not going to take a shower, right? And I got up in my shul actually, and I gave a shir, wife's mutter, and one of the people in my shul who's very close to me and follows my Piskei Halacha, come on, let me listen. He says, I have to tell you, he says, I accept everything you say, but there's no way I'm taking a shower in Yom Tov. Okay. Anyway, that being said, the story goes that in my shul is in my building at that moment. What reason happened, there was a gas explosion in my house. Baruch Hashem, everyone's okay, nothing happened. Just a few thousand workers' shekels worth of damage. And And it was right after Mincha, Rosh Hashanah. A few people wanted to help. And this fellow who came over to me, he said to me, I'm not taking a shower. He smelled so much of fire, he had to take a shower. But that being said, you walked into my shul on Mincha Erev Shabbos, everyone was so happy. You never saw that. That being said, it's an important halacha to keep in mind. I'm telling people what to do, but it's an important thing to keep in mind. I actually heard Hashem Rav Shechter that if a person holds it's mutter to shower on Yom Tov, then a person should shower on Shabbos or Yom Tov or Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. Okay, so there's a machlokas rishon in the Rif and Rabbeinu Ephraim. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, he says in Eretz Yisrael you keep one day. Why? Because he says just like he says in the Bezdin was when the Edim would come before Zman Mincha, they would make one day of Rosh Hashanah. So he says now all of Eretz Yisrael is like near the Bezdin, you should keep one day. The Rif holds no. The Rif holds you should keep 2 days because you know, where most of us are living is not really near the Bezdin. So, anyway, the Pesach Halacha is that we keep 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing really to speak about. However, so, and why? So, as I said, it's the Kedushas Yom Arichta. Why? Because since they made the second day, not because of Suffolk, but because they wanted to make sure people would take the first day seriously every year and not say, well, last year ended up being Yom Chol, they extended the Kedusha to go into the second day, and Zecher to that, we have 2 days of Yom Tov. So now comes the famous Shaila. And the famous Shaila is, well, if it's one long day, we say Ashachyano on the second night. So, for everything you should know, Me'ikar Adin, you say Ashachyano. And even though we always say Ashachyano, there's always a new fruit on the table, if someone does not have a new fruit, the Pesach Din is you say Ashachyano. However, we are Machmer for other Shitas, and this comes up in source number 7. So the Rosh says in source number 7, he quotes a Rashi in his Tshuva. So he quotes Rav Hussainu Amru, he says, our master said that you don't say Ashachyano on the second day, only on the first day. Why? Because it's Kedusha Achas, right? And therefore, since it's Kedusha Achas, it's like Yom Arichta, alright? He says, however, the 2 days of Yom Tov and Chutz Laretz, by Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, that's two separate, it's two Kedushas. He says, Avolni Omer, but Rashi says, I hold you should say Ashachyano, and this is what we're knowing in our places. And he says, with B'chol HaMakom HaShavarti, he says, wherever I went, people say Ashachyano on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. And he says, and there's no distinction between Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, and he was living in Chutz Laretz, of course, and other Yom Tovim of Golus, except what's the difference? The difference is, as far as egg that's laid, or something that's mechubra. What does that mean? I have, let's say, for example, some of us have fruit trees in our backyard, right? And what happens if a fruit comes off the tree on Yom Tov? So it's muksa that day. So Rosh Hashanah, you can't have it on both days. Or the same thing with egg, because as far as that's concerned, it's Kedusha Achas. However, as far as the Shechyanu is concerned, he says, as far as Shechyanu is concerned, then he says the Inyan Zman, if you look, it's a few lines from the end, Inyan Zman, he points out, Miman Shach. And here's what I want to explain. If it's a Suffolk, what does that mean if it's a Suffolk? So then if it's a Suffolk, it's like Yom Tov Sheni, Mek Shechyanu. That is E Sveka Hu Habe Hu Omer, you should say it. But if it's not a Suffolk, it's Kedusha Achas, and we're following Bezdin, Shayom Noegin Kodesh, Lachar Kodesh, he says, so then you should still say Shachyanu. Why? Why? Because Bizman Beis HaMikdash, when they kept 2 days, did they say Shachyanu the second day? Obviously it did, because Bizman Beis HaMikdash, the second day was the real day. So he says, you can't tell me that if they said a Shachyanu on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, then it wasn't the real night, real Rosh Hashanah, because the Edom didn't come in time. You can't tell me that he wouldn't say a Shachyanu on the second day when that was the Kedusha D'Oraisa. It's ludicrous to say that. So he says, because of that, whether it's a Suffolk or whether it's Kedusha Arichta, it's one day, you still say a Shachyanu on the second day, because Bizman Beis HaMikdash, they would say a Shachyanu on the second day. All right. So we have to, I'd like to understand this Rashi. Now he goes on and he says, which I'm not going to deal with, that there were Gaonim who wrote that you shouldn't say Shechyanu on the second day by Kiddush Hayom or by Shofar, And then he quotes on, the Baal Yitzhar writes like Rashi and Rabbeinu Shulam Bar Klonimus. And then he says, in order to go ahead and to be machmir, he says, Tov shiyikach adam pri chadash, take a new fruit, v'yanechenu lefanav, v'yivarech shechiyanu, v'yiyad daidol apri, and yatsi yedei suffik. You know,
So actually,
who doesn't do that? You're right. So actually, you should know that so the reason is, I'm not going to deal with the shit, there are Rishonim who say that even though the second day you don't say, and most of you don't say a Shechi, you do say a Shechiyanu, we might not say, those some Rishonim admit, but at least on Shofar, you do say a Shechiyanu, alright? What? Oh, Svarim don't make a Shechiyanu? Oh, okay, really? You should know that my father is Baal Tokeya. He always had a new fruit the second day also. Yeah, so he always had a new fruit the second day. I don't know why. But it's interesting that there's shitas. You see, I know there's shitas of Rishonim that say you should make Shechiyanu. You need a new fruit for Kiddush. You don't need a new fruit for Shofar. Okay, there's shitas like that also. But anyways, let's deal. I'm going to deal with what we do. All right. So at least with the Rush. So the Beis Yosef points out, he quotes Loshna Rashi in source number 8 just very quickly. He quotes the Rashba, and the Rashba seems to say, and we'll see in the Ravash, that really we keep Tid Rosh Hashanah for two reasons. One is because Yom HaRichta, and also because of Sveika the Yoma. Why is that? Because with Man Beis HaMikdash, there might not have been a Sveika the Yoma in Yerushalayim, but there was a Sveika the Yoma in the rest of the world, all of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what Beis Yosef says. And if you look at the Ravash in source number 9 and 10, the Ravash is more explicit. And he says, first of all, he starts off the Ravash and he says that the minug of whether you say a Shechen or don't say a Shechen, he says, Eilu v'eil divra l'kim chayim. Okay? And he says, and the bottom line is, he says, Archronim ar machria, that you should say a Shechenu, and that's the Iker. And he says, I think the same way also. He says, and why is that? He says, because if it's a Sveika de Yoma, the rest of Yom Tov Shel Golias, right? He says, so of course you say Shechiyanu. And he quotes, he says, and if it's a minag, we follow the minag of Beis Din, right? So he says, and if it's Kedusha Achas, you should still say Shechiyanu, why? Because that's what the second day was the more important day. And that's what he felt. He said, Vavadai Kemira. He explicitly said that at Rishona, before the first Takana, they shouldn't mekavel the Eden of Minchal Amala, right? And he says they were mekavel the Edus on the first day after Mincha. Those lived far from Beis Din would still keep 2 days because they really had no clue which day was Yom Tov, and they would say Shechiyanu on the second day also. Why? Because for them it was a suffix. And then afterwards, when they made a Takana not to mekavel Edus from Minchal Amala, right? And they would make 2 days of Yom Tov, right? But still, the people far away still had a suffix. So in other words, this Sveika de Yoma always existed in Rosh Hashanah. In addition to the Sveika de Yoma, there was also the Yom HaRichta aspect, which existed near the Beis Din. And then he goes on. Okay, so now, but he's bothered. So therefore we have a suffix. So on one hand, it's a Sveika de Yoma, so you make a Shechiyanu. On the other hand, it's Yom HaRichta. And I think source number 10 is very important. And why is source number 10 important? Because he says like this. Now I want to read source number 10, inside. He says, "V'ein lomar kevon shehem kedusha achas in yivarech v'sheni achas shivarech barishon hari hukum yivarech v'yom echad shnei pamim." You shouldn't tell me that since it's one kedusha that if you make a bracha on the second day Shechiyanu, it's like you make two brachas on the same day. Halesa. Because why? The whole of the don the adinim the kviyah the yarcha. Now that we know the set calendar, Yom Rishon hu min haTorah v'vaday. The first day is midiraisa. The Yom Hasheni, the second day, is midirabbanan. Midishochu, why is it midirabbanan? Because we're supposed to keep the minhagim of our ancestors, and therefore, since they kept 2 days, we keep 2 days in Eretz Yisrael also. Because in most Eretz Yisrael, they kept 2 days too. Mishum de zimna, Why? Because we're afraid that we might forget the calendar. All right. End of the third line. Ela b'Rosh Hashanah yesh lanu linhog v'shnei minhagi kedusha v'shnei minhagi kedusha achas amin rabbanan. He says on the second day of Rosh Hashanah we have to have a kedusha achas, but this kedusha achas is a kedusha min rabbanan. V'kein eino kiyom arichta. It's not like a real Yom HaRichta. Why? Because the first day is Kedusha Midiraisa. The second day is the same Kedusha Midrabanan. The Afal Pi Shabirech Al Yom Rishon Yatar Lididon. And even though the first day we went ahead and we made a bracha on the Shechiyanu Min HaTorah, and then the second day is the Rabbanan, we make a Zman on the Kedusha. Just like he says, just like we make a Shechiyanu on many mitzvos, the Rabbanan, we can also make Shechiyanu on this Kedusha Midrabanan. That's the second, okay? Not because of Safek, but he says because it's a different type of Kedusha. Now, I think what Pshat is like this. In other words, why do we go ahead and say Shechiyanu when something new, something different happens? See, he says, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, if they said Shechiyanu on the first day, and the second day was the real day. They say Shechiyanu on the second day also. Why? Because you can't say, well, I'm Yotze with my Shechiyanu on the first day and the second day. Because how can you say I'm Yotze with Shechiyanu on the Rabbanan and the Raisa? So therefore, when the Chazal created the second day as the same Kedusha, but even though it's the same Kedusha, but since it's the Rabbanan, the Kedusha is very different. And therefore, you make a Shechiyanu on the second day. Now, this idea that there are two Kedushas for Rosh Hashanah, there's the Kedusha Richta, and the long Kedusha, the longest day, and the Sfeika Yoma, the Rambam also holds it that way. Because you look at the Rambam, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Yom Tov She Rosh Hashanah She Koven Al Riyah. She says, Hayarov Bnei Eretz Yisrael Oso Shnei Yom Tov Misafik. Most of the Jews in Israel, why did they do 2 days? What does he say? It's a Safik. Lefi, because they didn't know what day, Bezin Zekabe Eretz Chodesh. And then he goes down below, oh, even in Yerushalayim, which is the place of Bezdin, it would still make 2 days. Because why? Because if the Eidim did not come the right day before Mincha, then there would be no that day Kodesh and the next day Kodesh. And therefore, since they went ahead and Bizman Haria, they would make 2 days in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore we also make it 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. And so the Rambam says, on one hand, it's because of Safek, and the other hand, it's also because Yom HaRichta. And the truth is, wherever you are in the world, wherever today, we keep both aspects. What does that mean? As we said, according to at least our custom, we make a Shechiyanu Rosh Hashanah on the second day. It's a Sfeika the Yom aspect. Also, it's a Kedusha Richta that wherever you are, you have to go ahead, and if an egg is laid on the first day, it's us or the second day. If something comes off the tree the first day, it's us or the second day. So we really keep both aspects, the Kedusha Richta aspect, and we go ahead and we keep the Sfeika the Yom aspect. Take the Yom aspect, and that is something which is very important to keep in mind. And why can we go ahead and make Shechiyanu on the second day? Because even though it's the same Kedusha, because it's the Rabbanan, so it's different, and that difference is enough for us to go ahead and make a Shechiyanu. Yeah.
Why is it only
the answer is because if it's going to be Kedusha, what? Because if you're going to go ahead and you're going to be Mekel, then you're going to be Pogei and the Sfeika the Yom aspect of it. Two separate days. That's the reason why. Even though you should know, I have to tell you, it's interesting. That being said, my father, if I remember correctly, okay, this goes back a very long time, not in Shir, you know, I remember once I was with my father in Shul, right? And like, as soon as Mincha was over, he ran out of Shul, okay? Which my father never did. So I found it very fascinating. He's running out of shul. So I ran after him. Right? And it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. It was Sukkot. It was Sukkot. It was Pesach. It was the first day. Hey, I ran after him. Now, by the way, my father in his day could be very fast. Okay? I used to, right? And I caught up to him. I said, Abba, where are you going? Right? And he said to me, I'm going to, I didn't realize I have to keep the house in the shul in my hip pocket. Right? And if I stay in the shul for Ma'ariv, that means I'll carry the shul for Mincha on one day, using it for the next day. And I remember correctly hearing from him once that maybe the second day, right, the second day Rosh Hashanah, first day of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to be as machmer, like something like that. But in general, in terms, and so I will tell you, if I remember correctly, I think in terms of maybe waiting the long zman between the first day and the second day, my father had a very long zman between Rosh Hashanah, between one day and the next. My father had a very long zman b'chlal, and I remember, you know, so therefore, it was 2 days of Yontif. My mother couldn't start cooking until 9 minutes after Shkia, right? I think he was somewhat mako Rosh Hashanah. I think he said 72 minutes is okay, all right? So it's somewhat mako. It's a big thing. It's a big thing. Anyway, but I think that's the reason why. Now, what do we do with this? Okay? What do we do with this idea of Yom HaRichta? So I was thinking about it, and I want to raise a question and then speak about it. And if you look at source number 13, so source number 13 is Gemara Megillah, and the Gemara Megillah discusses what we lay every day, every Yom Tov, every special day. And the Gemara says like this: Rosh Hashanah daf lam and aleph and aleph, Rosh Hashanah b'chodesh hashvi, and Rosh Hashanah you lay b'chodesh hashvi, which basically is, you know, it's not the maftir, but it's the Parshas Emor, the Parshas Mo'adim that speaks about the holidays. And then the Haftorah is Umaftir and Haben Yakir Li Ephraim is the Haftorah in the second Rosh Hashanah. So you lane the same laning we lane on the first day of Sukkot, and I guess we lane on the second day of Pesach from Parshas Emor. And the Haftorah, the Gemara mentions, is the Haftorah will be the second day. And then it goes as V'yesh Omrim, and some say no. What should you lay in Rosh Hashanah? Hashem Pakar Esara, which we do the first day. Umaftir and Bechana. So there was a Chiluke Minhagim. So some people would lay in Parshas Emor, and some people would lay in Parshas Vayera. Okay? The Inna Vika Treyoma. And now that we have 2 days, okay? So if I didn't read the rest of the Gemara, I would say, one day you lay in Parshas Emor, and the second day you lay in Hashem Pakar Esara. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara says, now we have 2 days. Different answer. Yom HaKama Ki Yesh Omrim. So the first day you lay by Yafashem Pachar Asara, Velamachar, Velakim Nisus Avram, and the second day you lay Velakim Nisus Avram, Dakezo Maftiran Ben Yakir. Which sounds to be quite fascinating, because what happens, in other words, let's make a pshara, 2 days, we can now solve all the problems. I think that's one of the things we do, if I remember correctly, when it comes to Simchas Torah now, at least the Chutzlar, it's not here, you can come to pshara, but here, what are we doing? We said, this is the machlokes, now we have 2 days, easy solution. Vashem pachat asara, the second day of Akedah, we didn't solve anything. We didn't deal with the shita that says you should lay the b'chodesh hashvi. So, in order to maybe understand this, I just want to say that I mentioned something my father said. And my father, many years ago, on Rosh Hashanah, must have been the first day, he gave a shir on this Gemara. And he said, it seems that the Iker Kriya, Rosh Hashanah, is Vashem Pakad Asara. Right? So, the fact that you read that Keda the second day, that's obvious. Why is it obvious? Because the Akedah, the Chronos, the Chutz of Yitzchak, the Elush of Yitzchak, it's the shofar, it's obvious. But yes, Vashem Pakar Asara, what does that have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Okay? Now, one of the problems I have is that my father must have spoken for an hour, and I can say this over in 4 minutes, alright? I don't know why, alright? But ever, here's the main idea that came out. And my father basically pointed out, because if you want to know where the real tests, where the real nishyonos, and where the real growth comes, it comes at home with the family in the house. And why not? He spoke about it. He spoke about what happened, you know, Yitzchak was born, making the bris, and then Avram had to deal with Yishmael, which is very difficult. You know, Avram Avinu was not happy about this. Sending Yishmael away, it was very difficult, and then, yes, even what Hagar did, and how Hagar did not want to see what's happening to Yishmael, and the Malach, these are all tests that maybe we don't go through in our house, similar exact tests like this, but we all know building a home, building a family, raising a family can be very difficult and challenging, and that's, you know, and that is where you see the Avodas Hashem, how a person behaves, and really what you do in the house, the family is so important. You worry just about shul, just about Akedah. What you do in the house is so important, and that's why we read Vashem Pakad Asara Kishramar, and also The fact that Chana was Nifkado, was remembered, Rosh Hashanah, has to do with the trials and tribulations, how she dealt with her tzara, with Elkanah's other wife, and everything else. This is a very apropos to Rosh Hashanah, and something to keep in mind what goes on in the house. So that being said, I was thinking that maybe this is a pshat. What do we learn from Yom Ma'arichta? Okay. So if you look, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and I actually realized that this week, Rosh Hashanah is very unique. Why, first of all, if you look, first look at Surah number 12. Darav Bnei Yisrael, Amar HaKodesh, Shidi L'Chad L'Chodesh, Yiyah L'Chem Shabbason, Zichron Shur Mikra Kodesh. Right? He says, V'Chodesh HaShvi, so it says, it should be Zichron Shur Mikra Kodesh, Mikra Kodesh, so like all the other Yom Tovim, it's going to be Mikra Kodesh. And then, the next pasuk, he says, V'Chodesh HaShvi, V'Chad L'Chodesh, Mikra Kodesh, Yiyah L'Chem, Yom Tru Yilachem. So the Torah here says 2 days Yilachem. He says Yom Trua and Zichron Trua. In other words, the Torah refers to two types of days. And if you look at the Vatitan Lanu, when you daven Rosh Hashanah Wednesday night, you'll find that, you know, when you talk about we call it Chag HaSukkos, right? Zman Simcha Seinu. Rosh Hashanah we call Yom HaZikaron, I think, and Yom Trua. Called 2 days. In other words, Rosh Hashanah is not like the other days. Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos has one motive, but Rosh Hashanah has two motives, right? And you look in the Torah also, we see there's a dual idea of Rosh Hashanah without getting into what Yom Tru, Yom Zikaron says. So the truth is that if we talk about it, that Rosh Hashanah itself is a Yom Arichta, right? And it's taken to Yom. So the question is, what's the motive of Rosh Hashanah? What should we lay? And there was a machlokas. And the machlokas was, do you lay in Parshas HaMoadim? Or do you go ahead and do you lay in Hashem Pakad HaSara? And then all of a sudden, when there were 2 days, he said, you know what? Now there are 2 days. Let's lay in Hashem Pakad HaSara. Why? So I was thinking that maybe because there's a connection between Hashem Pakad HaSara and Akeda. And the Yom HaRichta tells us this is one long day. And this is one long day, there has to be continuity. To go ahead and lay Parshas HaMoadim on one day and Hashem Pakad HaSara on the second day, where it's two totally separate subjects. There's no continuity. The idea of Yom HaRichta, the Chazal or Koveya, besides the reason, is to teach us that it has to be something continuous. We have to go ahead and we have to take what we did in the first day and move on and do something different the second day. Make it different, but not different. But in other words, the same mitzvah you're doing, the same avoda, and change it a little bit. You have to grow. That is the idea of Yom HaRichta. It's not two separate days. It's one long day, and the avoda is done one day, has to continue, and it has to build what's going to be the second day. And for that reason, once it's 2 days, the solution is not going to be go ahead and lay Parshas HaMoadim on one day and lay Hashem Pakad HaSara the second day. Because what do you get? It's two separate things. But we want to point out by Yom HaRichta is that we have to go ahead and we're taking the two separate days. We're taking the one day and we're growing and we might be doing the same thing. But everything is a different quality. And that's the idea that during this man based on Mikdash, whatever they did, they blew shofar. They blew shofar the first day, it was Rabbanan. They blew shofar the second day, they brought it up, it was Diraisa. So we also today, we make a Shechyonu the second day. How come? Because the shofar, we're blowing the second day. The Kedushas Hayom, we're doing the second day. It's a different Kedushas Hayom, it's a different sanctity. Because that's the idea of Yom HaRuch, to take what you're doing and not do something totally different. But what you did, you should bring it to the next level. That's Yom HaRuch. It's the same day, you have to bring it to the next level. That's the idea, the deeper idea of Yom HaRuch. Now, I just want to finish up. And, you know, we talk about what the motive of Rosh Hashanah is. There's a lot of motives you can say. And I was thinking about the motive of Zichron Trua, Yom Trua, besides Mikra Kodesh. So there's a Ramban. Now this Ramban usually we skip because it's Al Derech HaEmes, all right? Which means that the Ramban is basically saying what he's saying based on Kabbalah, all right? I don't know any Kabbalah, all right? However, when I still do Ramban that says Al Derech HaEmes, I don't necessarily skip it. I look at it quickly, then I skip it, okay? I said, why? Because once I heard my father give a shir on Ramban, Al Derech Emes. He explained it very well. I said, Biggie, you know, if my father give a shir, I can look at it very quickly. And I was looking at this Ramban, and Ramban tries to discuss, what does it mean? Yom Trua. What does Yom Trua mean? He says, so Ramban says that, what is the idea of Yom Trua? If you look at source number 14, the Ramban says, he says, the idea of Trua is Sha'amdala Hussein of Alano. The Trua stands for us, for our forefathers and us. This Trua helps us, it stands with us. And he says, how do we know that? Ashri Am Yodei Trua. We know the Trua, that's what helps us. And he says, it says, Truas Mulchama, and Hashem is Ish Mulchama. So what the Ramban is saying is, the Trua symbolizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. That's the Trua. And not because of Mulchama, I have to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. The Trua represents Yodei Trua, is Truas Mulchama, and Hashem is Ish Mulchama. Now, how the Ramban get to that, I don't know. But if you look at the Malbim in source number 17, the Malbim says the same thing. Ashrayam Yodea Trua, the Matudas David says, Hayodim Lihishaber Li David Bamakam. The Trua helps us, we know how to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. As Ramban says, the Trua symbolizes Hashem being with us. And the Malbim points out in the source 17, Achar Shadiber in Kol Pratein Haga Klolis B'Shnei Chalkeha. After the Navi speaks about Ashkocha Klolis, Shav L'Daber, the Navi wants to go back, the Pasuk, and speak about Hashkocha Pratis Ham Yuchedes U'Mesugeles La'am Hashem. The Ashkocha Pratis that we as Jews have, Asher Hema built in Etunim Tachas Hanhogas Hamatzias Hakoli, which we're not placed under general hashkacha, okay? He says we are placed at the chesed the emes tzedek mishpat prati, which is over and above the general hashkacha, the vision that God has. And for that reason, we say ashrei ha'am hayodim truas melech, right? That we know how to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for that reason, we are ashrei ha'am. That's what shura means. K'mashe kasav Hashem al kavimo truas melech bo. In other words, that we go in Hashem's light, not so kadoshim, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashrei Am Yodei Trua, as the Ramban says, it means we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Trua. And I was thinking that maybe that's really the idea, as my father pointed out, that when it comes to the family, there are so many trials and tribulations when it comes to a family. It's hard. And you know, a lot of times we have to make sacrifices. Avraham Avinu made the ultimate sacrifice. No one should know such a sacrifice. He had to go ahead and they have to send Yishmael out of the house. And I'm not sure how he felt about Hagar either, sending her out. And then, you know, maybe even when he went ahead and he dealt with Avimelech, and you know, and the truth is he dealt with Avimelech. Some of the portion of Chazal don't accept that kindly he dealt with Avimelech. And because he dealt with Avimelech, he had problems years later. So we don't know why. There were certain sacrifices he had to make. And it's obviously, I would say that the message is maybe the sacrifices you make is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. Ashrei Am Yodei Trua. I'll mention this again. I'm sure I mentioned this before, but you know, when we talk about the idea of making sacrifices and doing things that are very difficult, the Gemara says at the end of Maseches Gittin that when a person is Megarish Ishto Rishona, so the Mizbeach is more loved the most. The Mizbeach cries, the altar cries. And I heard a pshat once from my mother. And my mother told this to me. What's the idea? She says, you want to build a family? She said to me, you have to understand the idea of the Mizbeach. The idea of making sacrifices. Right? And therefore, we go from the small sacrifices that we know on some level we all have to make. We all have to make small sacrifices on some level. There's no way to avoid the small sacrifices. And then we talk about the Akedah, which in a certain sense, you know, are the bigger sacrifices. And we do, it's the idea of taking the Yom Arichta and go one step, going to a second step. We talk about Shechana, the mother of Shmuel, the sacrifice she made. She sent her son to the Mishkan. I don't know why she did it. That was a sacrifice she made. And then we speak about the second day, Rachel. Rachel probably made the bigger sacrifice. She said, if you look, she came to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're upset. Why? Because Menashe put an idol in the base of Mikdash. I allowed another lady into my house. I gave her the Simonim. I gave my sister the Simonim. How b'schus that? It's all idea. For whatever reason, talking about sacrifice going from one to the next. However you want to learn Pshat, I think on a Hashkafa level, the idea of Yom HaRichta is going ahead and taking what you did the first day, what you learned the first day, and it's not a second day. It's the longer day, and doing the same thing on a different level. And that's why the Rav Ash says, you know why you make a Shacharit on the Sofer the second day? Do you know why we make a Shacharit on Dusha Yom? It's the same Dusha Yom, it's Rabbanan. It might be the same, but it's different. We have to make it different. Why do we have to make it different? We have to make it different in order to go ahead and to impress upon us that that's our obligation in life, especially Rosh Hashanah, is that when you have an experience on one day, it's so important to go ahead and build on it and go with it. Go with it the second day. Go with it the second day too, just to understand. And therefore, I think the idea of Yom HaRichta is very apropos for Rosh Hashanah, besides the halachic aspects. But the fact that, you know, we have a Shechianu fruit, what we're basically doing is we're going ahead and we're making the second day a little different. And that's what's important. I'll just finish off that, you know, in general, I remember as a child in America, what was the common Shechianu fruit in America? I'm talking about in the 70s. Figs? What? So my wife puts the fruit by the candle, and she says Shechianu there. Okay, she puts the fruit by the candle. I remember pomegranates. Okay, that was pomegranates, or Chinese apples we used to call them. All right. Yeah, right. And he says, you know, but you know, here at Baruch Hashem today, all over the world, especially in Eretz Yisrael, you know, limonim are already had a limon, right? So, you know, the problem is most shachyan, which you'll excuse me, right? Don't taste good. Okay, you know, I'm going to tell you, you know, they don't taste good. So, in our family, what we do is our shachyan fruit is always one of the new citrus fruits, whether it's clementina. Or it's an orange. That's a Shechianu fruit. Something you actually look forward to. And I remember actually sometimes, you know, in camp, I was in camp in the summer, someone would walk around every Shabbos giving out fruit, and he would hand out clementinas. And I would say, sorry. Maybe I could have eaten. I said, I can't eat it. Why not? It's my Shechianu fruit. So he says to me, it's not even Tisha B'Av yet. What are you talking about? Right? But in other words, the fact is that it's important to make that second Kiddush very special. Because it's not just an idea of Yom HaRichta Sveikli Yoma. As Rav Ash says, we make Shechianu, and we have to, even without the fruit, because it might be the same, but it's different. What do you mean it's different? It's the Rabbanan, we make it different, but it's not just halach technicality. We have to look at it as different. And when the second Rosh Hashanah comes in, we're not supposed to say, oh my gosh, the second day of Yom Tov. You know what I'm saying? Like, if remember, everyone always used to do, you know, in Chutzlar, it's, oh my gosh, the second day of Yom Tov. Another meal, how can I deal with another meal? He says, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, I don't know if they should do it any Yom Tov. Baruch Hashem, we don't have that issue. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we have to walk in and say, okay, we have to make this day somewhat different, somewhat special, to show that it's not just the first day, but we're growing from the first day. That's the message of Yom HaRichta. And from there we can go on, and we can say that if we go to that aspect, Yom HaRichta, that should go with us the rest of the year. Every experience we have, the next time we're building and it's different, of higher quality, that is the best HaRichta to have. Everyone should have a Ksiva Ksima Tova. Amen.